The Russian forces on the borders of Ukraine appear to be on the brink of moving forward. Some forward tank units have been observed with the letter Z painted on them, although no one appears to be sure of the significance of this. Following talks with French President Macron Sunday night, both Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden have agreed to an 11th-hour summit to be arranged by their respective Secretaries of State Blinken and Lavrov on Thursday. I spoke with former Australian diplomat and author Tony Kevin, who is in Russia, and asked him whether there was a sense that Muscovites were on a war footing.
Not at all. Actually, I'm in St. Petersburg. Everything here, but also I'm sure in Moscow, feels totally normal. They're confident that the government is managing both the diplomacy and the deterrence involved in this situation, this very sad situation down in Donbass in Ukraine. And I think people are just basically, most people, are saying, well, the government's getting on with it and we'll just get on with our lives.
As frantic last-minute meetings across Europe and the US with President Putin seek to avoid an invasion of Ukraine, many find it hard to justify the Russian position, which Tony Kevin maintains is based upon protecting the Russian-speaking population of the country. He says they are subject to human rights abuses.
Normally, Russia is a country that respects other countries' sovereignty, but we're in a very abnormal situation where since 2014, there's been a government in Ukraine which is basically trying to grossly abuse the human rights of around 50% of the Ukrainian population whose native language is Russian. And there have been horrendous human rights abuses there. Russia's just now drawn a red line and said, look, this can't go on.
But what's happened recently? Why are we getting this now?
Why we're getting this now is quite simply that the American government made the disastrous decision to supply the Ukrainian armed forces with heavy weapons, the kind of weapons that can destroy cities, simply pulverize cities. These weapons have been made available in recent months to the Ukrainian armed forces, who are an ill-disciplined lot. They're irregulars who basically do what they like outside the armed forces. But these people should have never been trusted with these sorts of weapons. And Obama was never willing to give them these sorts of weapons, but foolishly Biden has done so. That has given the Ukrainian armed forces a sense of an opportunity to finally take out the rebel provinces. The violations of the so-called ceasefire in recent months have been escalating considerably. And these violations, they all begin from the Ukrainian side. They don't begin from the rebel provinces side.
Whilst it's arguable that Ukrainian aggression is the cause of the current potential conflict, a more cogent reason for President Putin's actions is the claim of encirclement by a hostile NATO, as the threat of Ukraine becoming part of NATO is simply not acceptable to Russia. Tony Kevin goes back to an agreement from the 90s between Presidents Gorbachev and Reagan.
An undertaking was given when Gorbachev agreed with Reagan and subsequently with George H.W. Bush to allow the reunification of Germany, that NATO would not extend one inch beyond the eastern frontier of the United Germany.
Since then, the Baltic states have joined NATO along with Poland and Hungary, and Putin sees this as the West breaking their word. Russian forces in Belarus strategically point to a potential attack on Kiev, but Tony Kevin doesn't think that Mr. Putin wants to go that far. He says Mr. Putin wants a government of Ukraine embracing Russian speakers in the same way Canada accommodates their Francophone population.
I don't think Putin wants to have the can of worms that is the Ukraine. He knows that it would be a very difficult, huge country. It's three times the size of Poland. It's a difficult country to manage with a part of the population being deeply hostile, because they have been, indoctrinated against Russia, these people. And so he wants a political solution. He wants Ukraine to become Canada, essentially.
And what will happen next?
Look, I think it's all going to hit the fan within the next two or three days. As soon as the Olympic Games are over, I think anything could happen down there.
Tony Kevin, author of Return to Moscow, former Australian diplomat to Russia and former ambassador to Poland and Cambodia, speaking with me there from St. Petersburg. I'm Roderick Chambers and you're listening to The Wire, broadcasting across Australia on the Community Radio Network.